Good morning, dear Aurorvillians, newcomers, friends of Aurorville, guests, volunteers, and all of those who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 23rd of June, and here in Aurorville is hazy on 31 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is some sun, then turning cloudy and very warm. Over the night, it will continue to be cloudy and warm. Temperatures ranging between low of 29 to high of 39 degrees Celsius with a heat index on 41. Westerly winds on 11 km per hour with stronger gusts on 19 km per hour. Intensity of winds will increase over the night. Maximum ultraviolet index is 9, which is really high, and all of those who have a fair complexion should be aware of it and put some sunscreen lotions. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 15%. As an outcome of Saturday's extra general meeting, Resident Assembly Service published review decision-making questions regarding selection of new Aurorville Council and Working Committee members. The Resident Assembly Service warmly invites us to participate in a Resident Assembly decision-making event on the selection process of the Aurorville Council and Working Committee, and now we will be asked to respond to the two following questions. First one, I agree with the outcome of the selection process concerning the Aurorville Council as published in the news and notes on May 10th and presented in the general meeting of May 28th with yes or no. And the second question is, I agree the outcome of the selection process concerning the Aurorville Working Committee as published in the news and notes May 10th and presented in the general meeting of May 28th. Again with yes or no. We may participate either online or in person. To participate online, we simply click on the link, please read the text, and follow the instructions. The online facility is available from today, Monday 23rd, until Saturday, June 28, 4 p.m. And to participate in person, we register our preference on paper and just come and see Resident Assembly Service at Solar Kitchen on Saturday 28th between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But for more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email the Resident Assembly Service at russervice@aurorville.org in, or we can call them on 887-028-8502. Mass mail also informed the community that our dear Aurorvillian friend and sister of the very first hour, Toshi Santosh Malik, wife of Prem Malik, moved on peacefully at 9 p.m. on Friday, 20th of June, after a year's illness in Delhi in the care of her sister. She was 86 years old. While working for Aurorville from its very onset, Prem and Toshi moved from Pondicherry to Aurorville in the mid-70s when their house in Aurorville was completed. Their joy of being here, their total engagement in this adventure, their work as pioneers is known to us all. Stay at peace, Toshi. We are invited again at Evolutionary Cafe at Unity Pavilion in International Zone today from 6:45 p.m. onward, whereby today's film is by Dr. Don Beck on the topic of spiral dynamics, which explains human value system in terms of increasing complexity and sheds light on the dynamics between society and the individual. After this one, they will use the World Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Aurorville through focusing on a given question. On Saturday 28 at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan Amphitheatre in International Zone, we are invited to a satsang, a sharing for a spiritual upliftment. Everyone is welcome, but for more details we can contact them on 94-89-14-7202. Also on Saturday 28 but at 10:30 a.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the Learning Community TLC would like to invite all kids and youngsters from 6 years onward, depends on maturity, to 18 to watch a beautiful documentary on animal communication, The Animal Communicator. This is in the line of learning about and through nature and spirit. Adults, teachers are also welcome, but the priority for seats, if it would happen to be full, will be for the kids, youngsters, or who needs. What if you could talk to animals and have them talk back to you? Anna Breitenbach, the documentary is on her abilities to communicate, has dedicated her life to what she calls interspecies communication. She sends detailed messages to animals through pictures and thoughts. She then receives messages of remarkable clarity back from the animals. Anna can feel the scars hidden under monkey's fur. She can understand a detailed story that is causing a bird's trauma. She transforms a deadly snarling leopard into a relaxed, content cat. The whole animal kingdom comes alive in a way never seen before. Wild birds land on her shoulders, fish gather around her when she swims, and wild unfamiliar baboons lie on her body as if she is one of their own. This is the first full-length documentary film on the art of animal communication. On Friday and Saturday, 27th and 28th of June, between 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., New Era School Physical Education team invites us to a house basketball school meet at the Aspiration Sports Ground in Oroville. All are welcome to cheer and make the meet a grand success. And Krishna from Solitude Farm says that due to the repeat demands on announcing in the news and notes, they would like to announce that Solitude Organic Cafe is now in the lunch scheme. The food is simply quite exceptional, with a beautiful diversity of local produce cooked with the intention of sharing the social, nutritional and ecological value of local food, which is the most obvious way to eat. So if this is something you want to try, contact Krishna at krishnamackenzie@oroville.org and he will tell you how to join in. And here's the announcement from Aikido classes from Oroville Aikikai, Surya and Crystal, and they are saying that with the reopening of Pitanga after the summer break, the Aikido classes restarts. Timings are still for the children from Monday, July 7th, on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. for the smaller ones and from 5 to 6 p.m. for the elder ones. On Saturdays between 8 to 9 a.m. for the elder ones and from 9 to 10 a.m. for the smaller ones. For the youngsters and adults from Tuesday, July 8th, on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday between 6 to 7:30 a.m. and for the beginners on Tuesday between 6 to 7 p.m. and Saturday morning for all levels. For the beginners and for the restart is the optimum time to join them. Guests and volunteers are much welcome if they can commit at least for some time. They're asking you to come 10-15 minutes before the class starts. Wear long, large and comfortable pants, a large t-shirt with sleeves or your martial art outfits if you have any. For additional information that you might need, you can kindly contact Surya on 2623-813 or 9655-485487, or you can call on C. Pitanga reception on 262-2403. They are also saying that Oroville Dojo is currently being constructed in the Shakti Sports Ground in Dana. A 4-day classical Indian singing workshop is once again being offered by Pallava Naik. Pallava is a young and forthcoming artist of her generation who has been trained in the Dhrupad style of vocal music under the late Astad Zia Faruddin Dagar Saab of the eminent Dagar Grana of Dhrupad music. The workshop will be held at Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, from July 22nd to 25th of July, which is Tuesday to Friday, from 5 to 8 a.m. and from 4:15 to 6 p.m. 15 p.m. An introductory session for her old and new students will be held on the 21st of July at 4:15 p.m. All those who are trained in Hindustani music are interested in taking part in this workshop, please send in your name and contact number to mona@oroville.org. And some contribution towards the workshop is expected. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, there was screened tonight at 8 p.m. an Indian comedy drama, Queen, made in India in 2014 by writer and director Vikas Bal. Tomorrow, at the same place and time, we can see German drama, The Tears of My Mother, in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Bauman. And film was made in Germany in 2008 by director Alejandro Cardenas. And on Wednesday, they will screen an interesting documentary, Music, This Is It, made in USA in 2009 by director Kenny Ortega. And the mother wrote, "The only hope for the future is in a change of man's consciousness, and the change is bound to come." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.